All right, it is 36 minutes after 8 o'clock, and you've got it on KHUM. And joining me in the studio, we got Vanessa and Mary talking about The Good Body.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, yeah. I love the name of that. And I've seen the posters all over town. They're like all over the campus of HSU. I've seen them all over the place. And basically, this is a show dealing with body image, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and the funny thing is with our poster is that we were talking before we went on air about people having kind of a hard time with the poster itself. The image on our poster is everyone in the play in their brassiere. Mm-hmm. fancy way to say that.
Yes.
And
it's basically just like kind of like from like the neck down to the waist.
Yes. Yeah. And the reason why we wanted to do that is to really showcase our uniqueness, but also in the play, we talk a lot about our stomachs and that being an issue for many women. But yeah, so we kind of wanted to highlight some of those things that might be kind of in your face images.
So you know? just to be clear, the poster is not like lewd in any way. It doesn't show anything inappropriate. It just you can see bras, you can see stomachs, you can see.
Some arms.
Arms? I know that some people find arms offensive.
Some places.
But, yeah. we all have the right to bear arms.
Yeah, we all. Boom, boom, boom. Totally.
You can tell the pun office tomorrow, can't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're really excited about this production. And Mary in the play plays a woman named Nina. Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about Nina?
Yeah, my character's so interesting because I think the show goes through a variety of like different people and their experience with their bodies and how they feel about it. And for Nina, it's kind of this whole journey with like this image of like, you know, being really attractive, I guess, and what comes with that, you know. And they talk about her and she's like, oh, she's so successful and she's awesome and super gorgeous. But, you know, you realize that these ideals of like what a good woman is supposed to be and what mm-hmm. people are supposed to want, they affect everyone negatively mm-hmm. rather than having just, you know, each unique individual being accepted. Whenever anybody tries to strive for this ideal image, like it doesn't work out.
Yeah, it crumbles. And a lot of the time, like, it's so ingrained in us at a young age, like we've all played with Barbies for the most part, and looking at that Barbie and thinking like, oh my God.
That's the ideal.
Yeah, I'm going to have a waist like that and boobs like that. And if I don't, then I am not good enough. I am not good enough. And so the play touches on the rawness of that, but it's also really, really funny. Really funny.
Yeah. And I think, like, in normal life, when we're like trying to talk about our bodies, you know, just all the different little quirks and stuff that come up.
Yeah, the awkwardness funny sometimes, you know.
Yeah. So,
I know my fly is undone half the day. I walk around, so even those things, you know? So, yeah, I just always out myself, I guess.
Yeah. So, when is the show? Where is the show?
All right. So, the show kind of takes a small tour around Humboldt County.
It's a tour?
Yeah.
It's a traveling show.
Just make sure everyone got a chance to see it. So, it opens this Friday, March 6th. At the HSU Studio Theater. So it runs the 6th and the 7th this weekend there. And then we perform at the Eureka Women's Club on March 15th, and that show starts at 4 p.m. And then we're going to be down in Garberville at the Garberville Theater March 19th. That show starts at 7 p.m. And then we close at the Arcata Playhouse March 20th, also at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And fantastic. Yeah, tickets are at Wildberries. We would like to give some today to some lucky listener out there.
All right. Well, we will do that. We will do that. But let's talk a little bit about, how this came about. Who wrote this?
Eve Ensler, mm-hmm. who is the author of The Vagina Monologues.
Ah,
and I did this play in Santa Fe, New Mexico last March.
How long has it been around?
Yeah, it's been around, I'd say, like 10 years. It's never been done in Humboldt. So it's really exciting that it'll premiere here this weekend.
Nice.
But, yeah, so I brought it here to Humboldt and put together this amazing cast that we have. We've all grown really, really close. There's two former Rutabaga queens in the cast,
nice.
Which is awesome. And many students. Yeah, it's just a really great group of ladies.
Yeah, I think that's been part of what's made the process just so amazing is that there's so many different women from, like, so many different backgrounds, like, age-wise and, like, occupation-wise, mm-hmm. and we just have such a beautiful smorgasbord of people working on the show.
We do.
To really bring a lot of different views in.
Different ages, different shapes, different sizes, different everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and that kind of reminds me of, I don't know how I will connect this in any way that will make sense, but it reminds me, there's this line in the play that we all say together, which is, the line about the peanuts. We pass out peanuts on your planes. Mm-hmm. We wipe your beep. We shred your documents. call me at beep. It doesn't matter. I like the name. So if there's something like about like the connection of that. Like even though we're all so different, we can all relate to struggling with the way that we look. But then like passing out peanuts on your planes and shredding your documents. All these typical things we're supposed to do, you know?
Yeah. And that's where also a lot of the power of the show comes from. It's just like being able to realize that, you know, it doesn't matter what you look like, you know? Mm-hmm. And being able to have that support and know that other people, like, support you just, like, being totally into loving yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's hard to find that, I think, sometimes amongst women because I feel like we're like often taught to be really competitive with each other. Mm-hmm. So I think that this show really provides a space for just community.
Yeah,
and some love.
Yeah, last night there was this woman from the Lumberjack that was there and she said she enjoyed Leela, who's another actress in the play, and I get to, she gets to be my boyfriend in one scene, and she, I hadn't seen her yet in her costume.
Oh, yeah?
So she had this little, like, comb over going on and these little boxers, and I play Eve Ensler, and so she's Eve Ensler's boyfriend, and she comes over to me, and, like, we just had this great moment where we're just busting up laughing, and, like, it's just so, it's been so exciting and so fun to do this play with everybody, so...
So aside from good laughs, what do you hope people get out of this when they see it?
I would say, all right, Mary's looking at me. I would say that everybody takes away that all bodies are good bodies. There's no perfect body. We're wanting folks to take away just celebrating uniqueness and individuality, and whether it be if you're a curvy, voluptuous woman or you may not have many curves, all bodies are good bodies. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be my take. I'm still looking at Mary like, good. Do you want to add anything to that? Because that's my takeaway, personally. But.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, yeah, I think it's that simple, too.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, within all these complexities of, like, our insecurities and, you know, social norms and then our own issues, like, that, like, at the end of the day, it's just important to, like, take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's, the body dysmorphia is such a big issue, especially in this country, because we all look at these magazine ads and you know we see these absolutely perfect bodies, and there have been, you know, I've seen more and more stories about the fact that so many of these pictures are not even real, they're photoshopped, you know, they show like the before and after of what they actually did to make these bodies look so perfect because they're not real.
and it really does put that pressure on you. Like, I'll think about that when I'm standing in the grocery line and I'll look at some cover of a magazine. I'm like, oh my God, like, I really want to have like thighs like that. Or like, you know, it's, and she, and Eve Ensler talks about that in the play. She'll talk about Cosmo specifically and the way we compare ourselves to those images and the power that they have over us. So.
Yeah. You know, and it's much more prevalent with women than men. Although men are kind of, we kind of also kind of fall into that trap a bit as well. I mean,
I think so too.
I know, I can see your six pack right now.
I know.
Cliff. It's kind of intimidating.
Speaking of which, I mean, it's just like, you know, years ago, not that many years ago, like about 7 years ago. So I was really, really, really into fitness, and I was biking to work, like, you know, from Eureka to Ferndale all the time.
Wow.
You know, before I got into a terrible injury accident. But I was also working out in the gym every single day, and my goal was, because I never had this, I always wanted to, you know, you see these pictures, the boxer shorts ads of all these guys with the six packs. I go, I can do this.
Yeah.
I can, you know, I had the discipline to make it work, and I worked out every single day, and I was like, I was crunching like 75 pounds, you know, like,
wow,
and just constantly going. It was like, never happened. It's like, I was like, huh, I got in really good shape.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, did you feel good?
I
or
I felt fantastic, but I was like, where's the damn six pack? I came to the realization, is that not everyone gets that.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's like not in my genetics to show that. I had amazingly strong abs. I mean, I could lift a car. But I couldn't. It was like, where's my six pack?
That's hilarious. I often ask myself that every day.
Where's my six pack?
Not the beer, but the stomach. How did Amy, was she pretty supportive of you wanting your six pack? Because there's a lot about that in the play. Like, folks have asked us, you know, how can men be supportive of this play? And we'll talk about that, like the role of a relationship.
Well, yeah, I mean, she was fine with it. She did not like me, you know, biking to work on the freeway every day. And eventually I eventually got hit. It's like, was right.
Okay.
I was like, okay, I survived that. I was like, okay. And I was such a crazy person in the gym. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you can really get crazy.
You were that guy?
I was that guy.
Oh, my God. I mean, I love that guy. He's hilarious.
I was that guy. And I got to a point where I could lift so much weight that I was just like, I can do this. And I just like, and then I was like, I came back into the station. I was like, I am having trouble seeing. I went to the doctor. And I actually blew out a blood vessel in one of my retinas. I was like blind in one eye.
Oh my God. You should probably see this play, Cliff.
I know. I got over it. I was like, okay, yeah, this is crazy.
So how'd you get over it?
I realized this was crazy.
Yeah.
Getting hit on the freeway was one thing. That was like, that stopped the cold.
So if you have body image issues,
and after I survived that, I was like, you know, I could probably back off just a little bit and...
Yeah.
Because having a healthy life is more important than looking like a certain image.
So the really reality is some people can't get the six pack.
They don't tell us that in the magazines.
It's like if you work out, it's like for the women, if you do this, you'll look like Barbie. Uh-huh. Well, most people won't look like Barbie no matter what they do.
I don't think anyone will ever look like that.
They can starve themselves to death, and this happens. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'll never look like Barbie.
Yeah.
Because that's not genetically possible for most people.
Yeah, it's an insane expectation for anyone to have.
It really is. It really is. So you know what I think I want to do? I'm going to play a song, and let's... How many tickets do we have to give out?
We can give out four tickets.
Four tickets? So that would be two pairs, right?
Yes, two pairs.
Two pairs. All right, here's what I'm going to do. All right, I'm going to write these down. I'm going to play a song. And during this song, I will take callers number 4 and 5. And callers 4 and 5 will get a pair of tickets. To which show? Where are they going?
Let's do Saturday the 7th at the Studio Theater at Humboldt State.
Okay, Saturday
at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Studio Theater, Humboldt State. Where is the Studio Theater? I mean, I work at Humboldt State. I don't even know where that is.
It's in the theater building, and it's in a small black box theater next to it.
It's like downstairs from the Van Duser.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah,
yes.
It's kind of through the doors and to the left.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, I know.
There will be signs.
There will be signs. Yeah, I've actually seen something there. I was like, I didn't even know this existed! Oh my God. All right, okay, so callers number 4 and 5, you'll get a pair of tickets to this fine show. The number 786-KHUM, that's 786-5486, digitally speaking. Call right now. And in the meantime, an appropriate song. How about Body and Soul? This is Billie Holiday.
Like
okay, Now here you go. Body and Soul. That is a perfect song to play. Well, we had about 500,000 people calling in for those tickets. Literally.
I mean, Mary and I were jumping up and down.
Those phones were just on fire. I was just like, wow. It's like I was giving away gold or something. Well, so congratulations to Lacey and Michelle. They're both going to the show on Saturday at the Studio Theater at HSU. And they each get to bring a guest, of course.
Yay.
And judging by the amount of people who are calling for it, I would say it's going to be a very packed show.
Yeah, get your tickets early for sure.
Yeah. Where do you people get them again?
Wildberries Market and Good Relations and for the Garberville Theater performance in Garberville at the theater.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be terrific. I'll tell you what, people really dug it. I think there's a good response.
Yes.
There's a good response.
Yeah. And men, fellas, I'll say this in my best, my best radio voice that I don't have. Come on out too. This is a show for I'm like self conscious. It's a show for everybody. Yeah, and you can like us on Facebook at the Good Body Humboldt if you'd like more information.
And we had a call from a listener, and I think it's a good one to put out there. The question was, what's the age appropriateness of the show?
Yeah, we decided on like 18 and up. There's some language and some pretty some pretty heavy stuff, so we're going to go with 18 and up.
Okay. Or depending on your discretion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not going to keep people out if they're...
No.
They feel we probably ready. Wouldn't let, like, a three-year-old in by themselves. At that point, we'd be worried.
By themselves.
Yeah, it's like my... Yeah, we've got our kids were pretty savvy on everything, so they went to a lot of shows like this. But you know, they grew up being theater kids. So,
okay, theater kids.
Yeah, you grow up in the entertainment industry. It's like, you're kind of privy to.
Yeah, by
everything.
Age 9, yeah, it's like, yeah, nothing you don't know.
I've seen it all.
Right?
Yeah, I've seen it all. I'll teach your sex class. Thank you. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you both for coming
in.
Thank
you so
much. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It sounds like you're going to have a huge success with this show.